Programming, the most powerful thing you can learn. There are two very unusual parts to entering the world of programming. One, programming is self-correcting and teaches you how to learn and what real education is. And the second part, you just stop being scared of poverty. Because programming gives you the power to fight it. You're no longer scared of becoming hungry or homeless or lost or lonely or being called worthless. How is programming self-correcting? Your program simply won't work if you don't understand something, even with the aid of AI, which is helpful. You still have to understand and follow all the code. And this act of following all the functions and methods teaches you even more about how to think, how to write, and perhaps most importantly, how others do it. Just after 1 week of late afternoon programming sessions, right after school, a really beautiful thing happens. By subtle analogy, from already having learned many things, you gain the ability to recognize fake education. Sitting in class, listening to the teacher, memorizing for tests, you simply realize this is not real education. This is just theater. It's all make-believe so that those idiots get paid. Whereas when you are learning on your own, you always walk away with new, powerful, meaningful, functional knowledge that extends what you already know. It integrates. You are actually gaining the power from your authentic self-education that all those big brand name schools claim to magically dish out. Schools aren't just corrupted and infested by men who sold the world. In the state that they are in today, they can't work because everything is cut up in time periods and subjects. And to learn for real, we need a connected, uninterrupted, integrated path that is dictated by our own personal curiosities. You see? Schools can't teach yet. Now, poverty is similar in root to mutually assured destruction. Poverty exists because of errors, because of false leaders, the man who sold the world, and the witch doctors who seek to control by indoctrinating the trusting and the young into worlds of convenient fantasies. Poverty is not designed. It is an emergent property of the modern dark age, born of ineffective education. Universal basic income programs could work if everyone had an authentic and meaningful education. So as long as the world is uneducated or held in the grasp of various indoctrinations, it is stuck. The nature of humanity is such that it is either all of us or none. Finally, the children who learn what authentic education is, who by healthy pursuit of knowledge alone cease being susceptible to indoctrination, who lose their fear of poverty are actually all the hope we have. They are the true leaders of the future world. Those who learn to recognize authentic knowledge will take to narrated books and inherit the wisdom within. Countless lifetimes of wisdom, some well-lived, many tragedies, and many unfinished heights. Equipped with these observations, they can only reach one conclusion: that a human being is meant for greatness, tasked with growing all the way up until they become a great being. And that is where our main part of life begins. Here we discover our meaning. Here we build our contributions. We contribute to building schools that work. And finally, leave a meaningful legacy, a height, a ledge for others to begin at.